Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 390 for Thursday, May 12th. I'm Jade Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was $4 to $11 weaker on Thursday, with the July contract at $507, pressured by increased farmer selling due to higher prices. Farmers have picked up selling after Tuesday's spike in prices, which is bearish. The market is still catching up after that rally, which added to the declines. Losses in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and soy oil were providing spillover pressure to canola. The Canadian dollar gained ground against its U.S. counterpart on Thursday, which is bearish for canola, as it makes the commodity less appealing to international buyers. Fund buying is still a feature in the market, which limited losses, but the bias is to the downside, which added pressure. Parts of Saskatchewan and Manitoba have seen beneficial rains, but dry weather in other parts of the prairies is underpinning the market. In the U.S., soybeans were weaker, while corn and wheat were stronger. Soybeans were 4 to 7 cents weaker, with the July contract down 6 at $10.72 per bushel, pressured by lower export sales. Export sales in the week ended May 5th were down 74% from the previous week and 54% from the prior four-week average, according to weekly data from the United States Department of Agriculture. Losses in the nearby soy oil market added spillover pressure to soybean prices, but the expectation for reduced supplies this year, which was announced in earlier data from the USDA, limited losses on Thursday. Corn was up 8 to 11 cents, with the July contract up 11 at $3.88 per bushel. Brazil will need to import 7 million metric tons of corn this year, as drought has hurt the country's domestic crop, which supported prices. Gains in the Brazilian real also propped up prices, as it makes the country's commodities less competitive globally and curbs producer selling. Stronger export data from the USDA also underpinned the market. Corn sales were up 44% from the previous week, but gains were limited as sales were down 16% from the previous four-week average. For wheat, prices were up 3 to 9 cents, with the Chicago July contract up 9 at $4.68 per bushel. The market was supported by stronger export data from the USDA. Export sales were up 65% from the previous week and 24% from the previous four-week average, but the aftermath of Tuesday's supply data limited gains in that market. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, May 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Jane Marcus.